Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we give you the most insightful views and the deepest conversations about certain subjects. Today's subject is the difference between side chicks and garden tools. Now, when I say garden tools, I mean hoes, but I feel like hoes is such like a derogatory term. So I might say garden tools throughout this, or I might just get lazy and say hoes. Today we have
Stephanie.
Hey.
And let's get into it. So recently I found out that side chicks and hoes are not the same thing. So a side chick is more of a position, you know,
mm-hmm.
Part of the team, a contributing member of the team, knows where she stands at all times.
Mm-hmm.
A hoe is a complete wild card. Like, this woman might fuck up your life. She's the person that's texting your wife, you know, pulling up, saying slick shit all the time at, like, you know, the company picnics and shit. That's the hoe. So, do any of you guys have experience experience with side chicks and hoes, or have any of you guys been a side chick or a garden tool?
No. Hell no.
Fuck no.
That I know of.
I hope not.
You hope not?
Yeah, but I don't know.
And you I didn't even know there was a difference.
Like, I mean, I always thought I was, like, in my relationship and, like, it'd been just two people, but I could have been number three in a relationship with two that I didn't know was in a relationship with two.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So, and everybody had their whole phase, like, come on.
Everyone had their whole phase?
I have not had my whole phase.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry it happened to you.
You're sorry that she didn't have her whole phase?
Yeah, because everyone needs it. It builds character.
This is a deeper topic. So you think having a whole phase builds character?
Yes.
You don't think it has, like...
I actually don't even want to date a man if he hadn't had a whole phase.
Right. I'm saying, but, like, for a woman, you don't feel like it, like... necessarily devalues.
I was gonna say itself. Lowers her value.
Yeah, devalues.
Oh yes, it does.
So
everyone
needs to have something that devalues them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like, I want to argue with you, but you're agreeing. Like, so why would a person? Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
why would a person do something that's, you know, negative?
They do it intentionally. It happens, mm-hmm. And then they learn from it.
But you just said everybody needs their whole face.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be looking for it at some point. If they didn't have it, they're going to have it when they're 50 or something.
You think so?
I don't think so. I think it just depends on the person, you know?
I feel like it depends on your environment also, like how you were raised. Like,
yeah.
You know, like if you had a father figure, you know, like, or like, not just, you could have a father and you have a whole face. Like, if you had two contributing parents.
I had two contributing parents and I literally had a whole face.
Mm.
They literally stood together.
I think it just depends.
Well, we don't back porch to this day, and that's how
you get. Yeah, I think it just depends on the person. I don't think everybody needs one. I think if, I think if you're like a person that if you've been thinking about certain things for a while, like, or you've been suppressing something about yourself, right? Like, especially like a preacher's kid or something, like, or a pastor's kid. Or like kids who grew up in a super religious household and you've had to keep pushing down those urges all the time that, you know, sex is bad and all that, right? And you're not supposed to do it until you get married. Then you get married and you never like really got to explore like your sexuality, that now you're in this marriage and you're feeling like stifled and you can't really like, you know, express your, like, maybe your wife isn't wanting to like do all the freaky things that you've been thinking about all this time, but you couldn't do because you're supposed to be married. And you know, so I could see how that would be like somebody that they didn't go through their whole phase and now they in this marriage and cheating, you know. But I think it just depends on that mindset, like how you look at sex, you know.
I mean, yes, that's true, and then everyone doesn't look at sex the same way. I do agree, but I do feel everyone ends up having that itch.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I will.
Like, do you, like, when you say everyone, you mean like, cause you know, there's like,
to just wild out. So whenever you want to get ready, and it's okay, just let it all out. I think everybody has. I think, not saying it's true.
Right. Right. Well, like, there are certain cultures that, like, and I'm not talking about the Black culture in particular, I'm talking about the American culture, where sex is, like, you know, put up all the way, it's always thrown in your face. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always, like, throwing, like you get everything, like, the, not just rap videos, but a lot of music videos, country music videos, they're, you know, with the Daisy Dukes, that are, like, throwing sex at you all the time. It's, like, it kind of makes people like sexually charged. Like, it's so easy to get access to like anything. Anything's, you know, sex wise, like you could like figure out. Like, I mean, you could, you know, watch porn, those, you know, HBO used to have like those things late at night and stuff. Oh, remember BT Uncut? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tip true. But these things are, you know, thrown in our face constantly from a very young age. And I feel like in, like, let's say, like, an Indian culture, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, let's say they never, it was nothing but values and morals, values and morals, values and morals, values and morals. I don't feel like they'll have that urge, you know, for that whole phase necessarily. I feel like, you know, they'll, like, sex probably isn't as big a deal to them as it is to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't feel like everyone, you know, necessarily.
They get the urge, but I ain't saying everybody acting, but it's like gonna be something that I ain't saying thump through 50 homes real quick. I'm just saying like
thump through them
homes. Oh, like
I met this person, she cool, we finna fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could see that. Actually, I was talking with somebody about that not too long ago, that while, like, somebody may not have had, like, a hoe phase where they just slept with a bunch of people, but say maybe they had, like, a friends with benefits situation and was just, like, for them, that was, like, throwing caution to the wind and just, like, I'm just going to have fun. Like, the fact that I am intentionally coming into this to just have sex with this person, and that's it, no strings attached, and we're just having fun. That could be considered, that's their version of a hoe phase.
Yeah.
You know, and
but I mean, one person that you like do a lot of freaky shit with,
I mean,
doesn't necessarily, you know, they, and to see, me.
And that's what hoes. That's what they said too. But I feel like it could be. It just depends on how you look at
that.
How you look at, like, sex. You know,
like a hoe is not multiple people. It is.
It's just you, yeah, it's like you just like intentionally, like, especially if you've never done that before, if it's always been, it has to be in a relationship, you gotta like talk to them for a certain X amount of, you know, months before you even start having sex, and you know what I mean, like you have these like rules that now are being thrown out the window, and it may just be with this one person, but for that, for someone who's always had to like rein it in, is now just like, no, I'm gonna just have sex with this dude and do whatever I want. We gonna be in the car, at out, you know, wherever, like, you know, is
a get big, you know, my lunch break, I'll be
there, right, you know, like come over, you know, quickies, whatever it is, you know, like that can be
church playground, like when no one's there. Oh my goodness. What? Don't
you know,
don't even look shocked.
You know, I know someone that said they lost theirs in a church parking lot, and I just, their virginity in the lost in the church parking. I just can't get. I've never been able to get over it. Like in like in the church, the like at the church.
Maybe.
Y'all nasty.
No, you don't.
Oh no, God, it's not the Renaissance.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I thought you said it wasn't. Oh, okay, never mind. I thought it wasn't. I thought you weren't the Renaissance.
Steph, stop trying to get me, Joe. There's plenty of Renaissance. Can you stop it?
I mean. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well.
But.
I'm glad that definition of hope. Well, like, so.
Homosexuality and lewd is the same tragic. It just happens to be fucking with somebody that's in a relationship. It's the only difference.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. I mean, it's like.
Okay.
One is just like just out here being carefree and doing whatever with whoever, and is like and is making it known, like I'm just you know you're not my man. I'm just out here, you know. Right. But the side chick is like no, okay. That's the hoe.
That's the hoe.
The side chick is the one that is like is literally in a relationship with somebody who's already in a relationship.
Yeah, like she tiptoeing in a motherfucker back door and jumping out the window.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or as SZA say, you know, so maybe you don't even you didn't know you were a side chick,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
And I no, spend time on Tuesday,
right? He always got to leave at 7 o'clock.
That's true. There are a lot of women who think they are in a monogamous relationship, but they're actually in a polyamorous. relationship unbeknownst to them.
Ooh.
So what are a few signs of and I'm gonna have to change this title. What are a few signs of you know, your man having a side chick? Like what's something that you would look for, you know, that would kind of like lead towards that?
Just not being consistent.
Yeah.
You know.
Abruptly having to leave.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a last-minute excuse.
Mm-hmm. Acting shifty and weird. Like.
Yeah.
You know, not being yourself. Just.
And not wanting to go out in public.
Yeah.
Like, I had a man who was hanging out. I'm like, this is the second time I, like, hung out. We at your house. So, like, we trying to
get
out. You want to go outside? What's going on?
Yeah.
And it was like, I ain't have enough to see you ever again unless we going outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you said hoes are basically for the streets.
Yeah.
Like, but I respect hoes. Because they do what they want to do. They get rid of me, not ashamed of it.
Exactly.
You respect them?
Yes.
I strive to be not necessarily a hoe, but like have some of those qualities, you know, of like living life without worrying about what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
Just like 100%, I'm going to do me. Live my life the way I want to, and if you don't like it, oh well. But you know, I don't know if I'll ever get there. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So yeah, like so there was this video that I think you had sent me.
Okay.
With the side, you know, like the girl talking about like, you know, this is the role of the side chick and the hoe. And honestly, I really feel like it's just stupid what she was saying. It was like something about her, like she was saying that, like, you know, the side chick is supposed to be like, she knows her role, she knows her place, like she's supposed to, like, because I think she said every man should have a side chick, like they're supposed to be like a side chick along with, you know, whoever he's with. And it's just, I think that's incredibly stupid. Like if that's what she wants for her life, that's fine. If she wants to go back to, you know, the multiple wives thing that we had in the Bible and all that, all power to you.
Right.
But I'm not doing that.
Isn't it kind of like beautiful? You know, like,
what is
like this woman, like she doesn't want a man for like anything other than to like, you know, fuck him. And like,
are you confused? I am.
I'm trying to
like
hear him out though.
It's just like this person that's just playing her role. She's not trying to fuck up like your life or anything like that. She's okay with, like, not necessarily getting any attention. All she wants to do is to, like, get a text at, like, fucking 11 o'clock at night and, like, you know, drive over. Or maybe he's the gentleman, he drives over, wherever. And, like, you know, fuck. And then leave. You know?
Like, those hoes are a problem. Huh? Them type bitches are a problem.
Why?
Because it's, you gotta really think about it. It's not even about them. It's about the fact that they saying, yes, I can take you from someone else. That's how I feel like they think. They don't. Mm-hmm. If they truly wanted something out of someone, they would get into a relationship. But they don't want something out of someone. They want to one up someone else.
Yeah.
You feel like that's a one up thing?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's more of a selfish thing. I don't think they.
Okay.
I think they are only thinking about themselves and their needs and what they want in that moment, and they just know that this man gives them that thing that they need of, like, you know, I just get to have sex with this man and then he'll leave. You know, I get my needs met, and but, you know, damn, the fact that he's got a wife, kids, you know, has a, you know, or some relationship over here,
right,
that I am completely screwing over. Like, but it has nothing to do with me because that's on him and I'm just going to get mine and I'm going to be over here. I feel like it's...
She's barely going to get hers because she can't get hers when she's ready. She can get hers when he's ready. He's still running
shit.
Yeah. Yep. He's still running shit.
But that's how, you know, that's how they like it. Yeah. And I feel like it's a very selfish place to be. And especially when we have so many, like, people to choose from. Like, there's just so many people in the world that you could be having sex with that aren't in relationships.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that it's like, I mean, like, they keep talking about the fact that incels are what on the rise, or like, or single, maybe not incels, I'm going to talk about them, but like the fact that there's so many lonely men, right, that like they can't find a date or whatever, that right. It's mostly men now on these dating apps and they're having issues finding some, all these single men out here, and you got to go get the one that's taken, right. One of the few that's,
one of the
you
few
know,
that's taken.
That's, yeah, you know, so it's like, it's selfish. It's so selfish. Just find somebody else to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I was just like, I'm not for cheating. I was just trying to spark up a conversation.
Good because job. Those are really daddy issues. Because they used to a daddy disappearing out of nowhere. Mm. So they want a man that's going to disappear.
Okay.
Ooh.
Damn. Good job, girl.
That was good. That was real deep.
That was a shit. Mean. You hit that, like, nail on the head.
Because that's how they was taught love.
Damn, girl. Like, that's a
sick. Wow. Yeah. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, that is A1.
But I mean, yeah, I don't get it. I've never understood the whole thing.
So, side chicks and... Well, side chicks, good, terrible.
Terrible.
Running relationships, mm-hmm. Breaking up households.
Right.
Yeah.
Smashing those shits. Holes.
Great. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Live your life.
They don't be in the middle of murder mysteries. If you decide to, they'd be in the middle of murder mysteries.
So true.
Damn. So, okay. It's better to be a side chick. No, it's better to be a hoe than a side chick.
Well, unless there's a possibility that the hoe is messing around with the married man, but whatever.
That'd make her a side chick. Really? We're going to take a short...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're going to take a short break. Well, maybe. We might come back. Just keep watching. You'll see. All right. All right. We are back. And, you know, we took this short break. And we sat around and we talked about it. And honestly, we can't, like, go any further with this subject. I'm sorry. Like, it's just plain and simple.
Yes,
it's kind of like, it's, first of all, it's bad to, like, be unfaithful in a relationship. And it's also just as bad as being a homewrecker. You know, so being a side chick, being a, like, seeing this, you know, because let's be real, like, we are of the flesh, you know? And the flesh is weak.
Sure is.
The flesh is weak. Amen. So, if you take this weak, you know, man, you're like, and it's not your fault. It's not all your fault, right? Like, the man needs to take some blame and accountability. But if you, like, if he looks weak and you take him like that, you know, you're ruining, you know, a marriage, a household. It's evil. But, yeah, but as far as hoes, man, I mean, like, shit, if you could deal with that shit long term, like, the trauma, the hurt, the feeling, the less of worth, I mean, shit, go for it. You know, but, that's about it. I hope that you guys, like, make proper decisions and, you know, do the right thing. And, like, think about your long term, you know? Like, some of you women want to be married and stuff, and, like, think about, you know, the value, you know, you have, you know? Think about the most valuable thing you have. And I hate to sound like kind of, like, demeaning, but it's the pussy, I mean. Wait, can you say, you probably can say that. It's that, that space. So if you just, like, give it up willy-nilly to everyone, like, I mean, you're probably not going to be respected. It is what it is. But, you know, that's on you. You deal with it. All right, my name is... that's it. My name is Randall.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Amber.
And you guys have a great day. Bye.